has done and what everyone likes to do.
Yeah.
And then we will decide.
That's nice. So I can go and read these.
Yeah.
I hope this isn't done. Anyway, this is discussing the responsibilities of the GBC men in their zones. So we've already said to organize opening new temples, to appoint temple presidents for new temples, to be responsible for training all temple presidents and ensuring spiritual standards. In the case of major deviation or resignation,
that also validian, the origin or tradition they have made complete. So that we may thank.
The only thing we've done is a comment that Asnani's form hasn't specified on devotional principles.
So make addition or alteration, I say. You are monks yourself.
In other words, add that one must follow the form.
Well, I can just add what Brahmananda Maharaj said.
So do it. How about yourself?
All right.
Prabhupada wants the final one.
Discuss and do it. And make a final.
Prabhupada, this oath of allegiance is a legal document also, isn't it? It's both a legal document and a spiritual document.
Yes.
Everything we have is spiritual.
You cannot have one.
But it must be legal also.
Yes.
So someone can...
So make this final.
I recommend that you put Brahmananda Swami's record top part. Just
What is that?
Brahmananda Swami's proposals, top portion, we'll just add?
Yes. So whatever you make, addition, alteration, make it.
And give it to be typed.
Don't keep it. Very fine.
So it's just a matter of typing it then?
Huh?
We can't sign anything now, it's not in...
No, I would just say you want to make some addition, alteration to that. So make it complete, then retype and then sign.
Yes, everyone has agreed on what it should be.
Has everyone agreed?
Well, why don't you read it? Why don't you compose it and then let us know see what it says.
I can read it out loud.
All the same.
Alright, so the whole thing then would read like, this is the proposal, that it should read like this. I, spiritual name, as an initiated disciple and GBC secretary of His Divine
Both
Grace.
Both names should be there.
No,
spiritual and
it should start with this and then...
Well, it's not sure what it should start with, that's sure.
Both names should be there because the spiritual name is not legal.
Yeah, both names. Good. As GBC Secretary of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder...
You make one copy, your copy, and make addition, alteration, correction, and then copy the same thing for other name. That will be easier. You just fill up one copy, as you are doing. So make addition, alteration, your name, your spiritual name, everything complete. So, following that copy, others will. Is that all right?
I recommend that we keep this one.
Or you can make anyone you can tell.
In this shape.
You can make addition, alteration, everything. And read it complete, then take action.
So maybe Acharya Rishi, you can write out a final draft of it,
yes,
including both things, and then you can read it to everyone.
Yes.
Is that all right? Should we go on while he's writing?
Yes.
Go on.
Yes.
The main purpose of these points is simply to try to put it down in writing what the GBC man can do himself, what things he requires the whole group, what things he requires to consult with others on. In this way, so there won't be any question what I can do, what I can't do. Is that all right?
Mm.
Okay. To ensure that the highest standards, including spiritual, temple worship, sankirtan, propaganda, recruitment of new devotees and life members, financial management and repayment of all debts are being adhered to.
Why debts? Debts should be avoided. Not payment, but one should not pay debts.
But all the temples are in debt.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Either they old BBT money or the old bank money?
That's not good. Debt should be no debt. That if any temple wants to make debt, it must be sanctioned by the GBC government.
Yes.
Make it clear.
That's nice.
Not that the Hindi religious president can put the society into debt unless it is sanctioned.
That's included in here, more or less.
Make it clear. They cannot create any debt.
Like to come to this festival and put everyone in debt.
Very specific.
Next point is to ensure.
Let me just make sure this is understood. Any debts that any temple is going to make has to be approved by the GBC representative.
When you say debt, you mean a loan?
Loan. But
a loan is also debt.
Yes. But if they are buying BBT books, it on the books it may seem debt, but in fact he should know that he's going to pay for it. In the very that you do not consider need approval, do you?
The books are sold on consignment.
And that is out.
If they fall behind, then it becomes a debt.
That's the difference. 30 days.
Later. Yes. Yeah. In other words, as long as he meets the terms, it's not a debt. It's not a loan. As soon as it goes over the term. It's unapproved.
Then a loan where you're paying on time, is that considered a debt?
Yes. That's a loan that has to be approved. That has to be as much as possible avoided. Right. In other words, everything you're doing more or less on cash basis, don't depend on tomorrow.
Otherwise, sometimes the president may leave, leaving so many debts, so many loans,
basically.
So many this, so
if
many
the temple president doesn't understand it, teach it.
That's right.
All these things you like, otherwise,
yeah, that will. The next point is to ensure that the proper criterion for recommending candidates for initiation be followed.
That is being done.
And to ensure that the
president recommends or the UBC recommends.
Is there any fixed amount of time that one has to be in a society to get first party non-initiated? Because I know
we have already fixed 6 months to 1 year.
Yes. 6 months to 1 year. And for valid initiation?
1 year, you said after that.
Oh, within 1 year. If one, within 1 year one does not become to the standard, then it's unfit.
The recommendation here, Srila Prabhupada, is that
generally by the president.
Yes, that the president's recommendation is overseen, is scrutinized by GBC, so that when your divine grace gets a recommendation, it's been by someone else, it's been checked. Do you think it's unnecessary?
It is.
Unnecessary.
If one is not personally sincere, checked.
Yes. So this is unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
All right. In other words, an addition directly, you know, you just have to put down a proper directly president thing.
Right. That's nice.
Generally,
it's 1 year
put
after
it down
the first
initiation.
Right.
Is it after first initiation, one has to wait 1 year to get second initiation?
6 months.
At least 6 months.
6 months after first initiation.
After first initiation.
All right. the next role for the GBC man is to act as the designated representative of Srila Prabhupada to settle all philosophic procedural disputes which may arise and are not settled at the temple level. In other words, any philosophic question, temple president can't ask. If there's some philosophic question, temple president can't answer it, then the GBC
may
answer
it. The GBC cannot answer.
Right. Or if there's some quarrel, one man doesn't like another man, the temple president can't solve it, then the GBC man can solve it.
Quarrel is material.
Yes. It is the age of quarrel.
Quarrel is material.
The next point is to obtain reports from the temple presidents, financial reports like this, to see that things are being.
The general report should be submitted,
right,
at least monthly.
Yes. So to obtain all reports on a timely basis.
The GBC, or to the individual journalists.
We have kind of a system outlined in here how reports can be done. It's a technical thing, but
isn't that everyone is chanting 16 dhammas? Everyone is following the principles. So much money received.
Right.
So much money deposited in the bank.
Right.
And this is the balance. And these are general principles.
Right. Yeah, we have
real financial means what they have collected, what they have spent.
Right.
And generally, for the yes, everyone is chanting, or he is not chanting in spite of warning. Right?
Yes.
It is very easy.
So we have some guidelines in here about that. So. Should I go on with this?
Hmm?
So then the next thing, besides having a zonal responsibility,
mm-hmm.
a GBC man may have a functional responsibility,
mm-hmm.
like
functional,
we've already discussed.
Functional responsibility to go and see the temple, regular what is going on, the president is doing nicely, to check. You can sit down in the class and see how things are going on.
Yes. Now, one point we've included that we haven't really done before is the idea of establishing committees and individual
committee,
committees.
Committee, I shall appoint committees. Mm. Amongst the DVs, I shall pick up some members and make a committee for a particular.
For example, we put down that there may be a regional committee, just like in Europe, you have a regional committee for managing, I understand.
What is that?
Isn't it Bhagavan?
Yes, I have
Hansa Duda. They can
Hansa Duda, Bhagavan, and Brahmananda.
So it's a kind of regional committee for managing.
Yes.
So we similarly.
That we can change.
Mm-hmm.
But the timing is
right. I think what Srila Prabhupada has said to us is that if we have very close cooperation, the spirit of committee consultation always exists.
Yes.
Like. If Bhagavan Das is in U.S., then Satsvarup Maharaj and Rupanuga Prabhu will consult with him, like they always consult with each other. They should always. And this spirit should go on amongst the 12.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm in Tehran and if there is a financial matter,
don't
bring
politics.
The spirit should be that you write me and ask me, and I will give you all the service that I can. This should come in us.
For example, in
not
the United
so
States.
Much necessarily committees and formal.
So if a committee is necessary, it will be decided by the first stage, decided by the GDC, and I will give final sanction.
For example, one committee that I would propose is that in the United States, since we share so many similar problems and so many problems overlap.
No, the GDC is already there. But that is the committee, that the whole committee. But for any special purpose, the committee is required.
Another example of kind of committee would be some projects. Say
project will be decided by the GDC.
Say the Gurukula, for example.
Now, I have selected this committee in Europe because the German trouble is going on.
Mm-hmm.
When the German trouble is over, there is no need of.
Mm-hmm.
It is only for this particular purpose. But then we have to defend court, we have to see. So, do three heads, not one head. One head may be puzzled.
Yes,
committee means for special purpose. Otherwise, the standing committee, GBC, is already there.
Srila Prabhupada? Just as a question.
Just like I appointed the committee to investigate.
Right.
That committee is not standing.
No.
Yes. Similarly, a committee may be formed for some special circumstances. Otherwise, the GBC committee is satisfied.
The main point about that is that at the GBC, we all meet together once a year.
Yeah, and form all what is to be discussed, what we are going to do, future.
Just
like you can discuss the German affairs.
Yes.
And find out how to defend ourselves.
That's,
of course, it is in the hands of the lawyer and state. We can suggest.
Take for another example, there's the ISKCON food relief program. Now last year we discussed this, but no one was given any specific responsibility for it, and nothing really has been, some money has been collected, but nothing major has been done. Now my idea would be that if there were a committee, say of 2-3 men, formed, who would conjointly discuss and work on these projects, such as this ISKCON food relief, then more would get done.
I think these four Parisians
should be signed by the president.
That's nice.
Also?
Hmm?
Also?
Yeah. Not only the DVC, but the president.
Brahma?
Yes.
I just want to ask a question. We're not, this meeting right now is concerning ISKCON and GBC, but are we going to have some kind of meeting regarding the BBT? Because that's a very pressing matter also. Is that going to come in these discussions, or are we going to have a separate
meeting? The BBT, meeting? I'm conducting personally.
But you mentioned in Miami, this is the reason I'm bringing it up, in Miami we mentioned that we would be discussing at Mayapur. Something, you know, should be done so that...
What is that something? The first something is that everyone is complaining that they're not getting good. First of all, how to stop this complaint?
In India.
Yeah.
This is the problem.
India is members city, and the members keep are dissatisfied. Then, not good. To find out the way how this complaint can be solved.
So, does it mean that the BBT should take charge of the life membership program, or to see that they supplied the books?
No. Life membership, suppose you make one life, he has to be supplied book.
Yes.
So, 50% go to the
book fund.
That is stated in the BBT. That is the main purpose. The 50% must go.
For printing. 50% for printing, 50% for building.
That's all. This is the main purpose.
The difficulty is that in India, there's no other source of income besides the life membership. How they will maintain it.
What is the... that you discuss?
Yes,
that you discuss? How these horses, how the their maintenance will be. But BBT is already declared, it is meant for two purposes. Now we find out how these horses... that is business of DBT.
Yes.
That we can discuss afterwards?
Yes.
Should
find out. The BBT, that... it should be how the complaints should be stopped, and if they have no other income, then how things should be managed. That is DBT should be.
In other words, Srila Prabhupada, BBT is not outside ISKCON. BBT is part of ISKCON, and GBC is in charge of whole ISKCON. But in this case, BBT, you have your personal attention. So, since you are the supreme authority in ISKCON, you will, you
no,
are
no,
the
one
present.
Thing is that sometimes before, Jayatrika suggested that if the ISKCON goes to liquidation, then the BBT also is there.
This is only a legal matter.
Legal matter. So I want to protect BBT.
Legally, you will want. But in fact, GBC is also concerned.
But that you are concerned, you do this. So how to stop this complaint?
Yes.
Now they want to maintain from the GBC income. How this can be avoided? It concerns.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is not something we forget because it's previous.
Yeah. But these are the important problems that they hear in India. The members are complaining. Sometimes they are sending complaints to me. So the fact business is how to how the collection from the membership is being disbursed. How the money is being disbursed. Suppose you remember, I'm taking 2, 2, 2. And how the money is being sent. So you see, first of all, that.
This is a GBC method.
Yes. Sure. This is GBC method.
Prabhupada?
Yes.
I would like to ask a question. Just like in the... Now, this is one point to consider. Now, another point is, which we have put off until this meeting, especially to be considered in this meeting, is the moving of the press. The moving of ISKCON press. Is that...
That you decide among the people.
Is that a GBC matter or BBT matter?
No. It is GBC. I give GBC.
GBC.
Yeah.
And,
I want to see as a chairman of the BBT that 50% is spent for printing and 50% is for constructing things.
And who sees to that? The GBC?
Yes.
The GBC.
Yes.
That means, practically speaking, the management. The BBT is separate from ISKCON for legal purposes.
Yes.
But the management of it is done by the GBC.
Exactly.
However, at the present, Prabhupada himself is heading this management.
He's heading every management.
But in this particular case, he's heading it very particularly. This is something.
Yeah.
Because it's a very sensitive issue. It doesn't mean central.
No. But now but we discussed this. We discussed this before, Srila Prabhupada. You said that you wanted to make some more BBT members.
You might require it, can't they?
The reason I'm bringing this up is because heretofore the BBT has been managed by one or two trustees. And the point is that maybe it is best that it be managed by the GBC.
So that first of all manage this thing. Then it is included in the trustees. First of all, show your capacity that you have managed this thing very nicely. These two things, why that should be complex, how you can solve it. And why the temple should be maintained by collection of the bees. It is meant for printing and constructing temples. Why should violate the purpose of the trust? So first of all, you manage this thing, then you want it and come. And the problem remains the same. Then what is the use of increasing heads?
What is obvious is that Prabhupada's interference has always come because we have not done our jobs well.
Yes.
He would very much like to.
Yes, that is the real purpose.
He would, as soon as we show that we can
work together
and manage nicely, he wants to.
Now, so far, they, just like in Germany, they unnecessarily take the money where there is creditor. Printer. There is no need of keeping money. Go on paying them. That was my policy. I instructed Paranga. That whenever there is collection, go to pay. That arrangement I made with Diana, that I shall go on paying. Don't ask me. So I never ask. You know that.
Yes.
As soon as there is collection, I pay. And you go on printing. This should be the policy.
This is very important that we understand. This is not common in the karmi world. That Srila Prabhupada does not like credit or playing with money and saving it or something. You have a debt, you pay it, you don't create debt. Everything is just very honest and very flowing. This I have to learn myself because this is not the way the business world is, although I do a lot of business. And we all have to see that this policy is followed.
This complaint from the members is not at all good. If somebody becomes envious, he can find a source. That this man has collected money from us, but not supplied.
They sign a document, we also sign.
Huh?
We sign one document when they become a member.
Yeah.
And they sign also. It's a contract.
But such things, immediately the collection is there, 50% goes to the DBT account and 50% goes to the principal.
May I recommend to the Papa that one GBC member plus GBC India be appointed to look very carefully into this whole...
Be appointed? Do this?
Yes, we
be
will.
Be appointed?
We will.
Yes, do this.
To investigate
why
this whole...
Just stop this complaint.
This do whole this. Membership...
Yeah, I'm giving you the appointment. Do this.
So we'll discuss it and try to find out the details
on the agenda, this membership
later on.
These complaints are not at all good. They have become very serious. Complaint must be stopped. Why then? Now three chief members are here. Give them both. Sell also.
They cannot accuse us of being cheating.
Eh?
They cannot accuse us of cheating them.
It is not good at all. Why there is complaint?
Shall we make the agenda?
I have 9 points on the agenda so far. Mm.
What is it?
The
this fact, Sam Sundar, you are appointed the DBT member. Well, what is this?
There's been a very high attrition rate in GBC.
Huh?
There's been a very high attrition rate on BBT trustees.
This seems to be
so there are a number of points that require discussion. But I don't know necessarily that it's your desire to have them discussed in your presence or, for
no,
example.
I don't want, but we do want to.
We always love to have your associations.
What about if you at least can approve the agenda?
Yes.
You can
nice.
Give us your blessings.
The agenda that we've created so far is the first point on the agenda is how to become Krishna conscious.
Chant Hare Krishna?
Yes. You said that should be our first point.
Krishna conscious means it is very practical because our consciousness is now polluted. Just like water. Water originally crystal clear water. But as soon as it touches the ground, it becomes dirty, muddy. So our consciousness originally clear, Krishna consciousness. Krishna is my eternal master and eternal son. This is real consciousness. Now, since we have come into this material world, we have met, instead of Krishna, my wife is my master, my society is my master, my country is my master, my political leader is my master, so many. So the Krishna consciousness means to purify the dirty things. And then, so to purify this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done that. Chaitanya Dharpana Marjana cleaning the mirror of consciousness. This Hare Krishna. This is only.
So that's the first point.
That is
the next
we should know that our consciousness is now polluted. They're exactly like this. The clear water falls down from the sky. And as soon as it comes in contact with the ground, it becomes much clearer. You can take the water again and filter. And then again clear. Again crystal clear.
By nature, water is clear.
Yes.
But sometimes it can become polluted.
And the whole devotional time is made, Chetodarpanamandu, that is the recommendation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, cleansing the dirty heart, politically, socially, communally, internationally, nationally, in this way, without contamination. So that is called upadhi, unnecessary. Just like water, you bring, the colloid, that is contamination, not crystal. So these are different colors. So you have to strain the water from different colors. That is Krishna consciousness. Consciousness is already there. So instead of thinking Krishna, that I am Krishna, I am thinking I am my family, my cat, my nation, my community. This thinking is opposite Krishna. And when you simply think that I am Krishna, that's all. That is it.
So, the agenda.
In that order?
Applicable to myself, it's very easy to think that now I am in a position of responsibility. I may be most advanced, but what your instruction is that I always think that this position of responsibility requires that I become pure. So I have to be very, very careful. I'm not most advanced.
That purity process is chant.
I have to chant very carefully and very seriously.
Offenseless,
not that I'm already advanced.
Offenseless chanting, that is the easiest process given by Chaitanya. He first of all recommends cleansing the heart. And as soon as your heart is cleansed, then you become immediately spiritual. This is the way. So we always engage either in chanting or reading or preaching. Then it will clarify.
It is actually a very easy process.
Yes, it is an easy process. There is no secondary process. And it is recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the authority. Param Vijayati, Sri Krishna Sam, Kirtana. So many things we have. Chaitanya Pranamadhanam, Bhavamadhanamadhanam, Mahaprabhu, Sri Akvairava Chandrika Vitaranam, Vidyadhavi Jeevanam, Anandamudhi Vardhanam, Prasipadam, Purnam, Ashayanam, Param Vijayati, Sri Krishna Sanyam. This is his element. We haven't got the invention. It's there.
So the agenda for the JVC meeting to decide on, first of all, Jagadish has made one proposal for financing Gurukula, which has to be discussed.
Financing?
Gurukula is having some serious financial difficulties. So Jagadish has made a proposal, which we'll discuss.
So everyone's son is there, all devotees' son. So, from every center, some contribution
to the that was my proposal. That becomes a kind of tax. In a sense, it's like a school tax.
But at the same time, it should be examined how Gurukul is spending money.
Yes, Jagadish has made a complete
not
report.
Unnecessarily spending.
Yes.
That is the duty of the JVC.
Srila Prabhupada, about this tax, about this money to be taken from each temple, Gurukula is one of the projects. For example, there may be another project that your Divine Grace and group, when you travel, there needs to be also, every temple should contribute to that as well.
Well, if every temple cannot contribute, I shall balance from the GDP fund. That is not the problem.
Well, I'm using that only
if you can pay this online.
Yes.
If there is deficit, GDP.
But in this Gurukula project, Srila Prabhupada, temples are having difficulty in paying their debts to BBT already. I don't think they will respond. On one hand, BBT, Rameshwar Prabhu, is recommending that we reduce the cost of books. On the other hand, it's being recommended that the tax for Gurukula be
collected. Cost of books. Cost of books.
Not cost. Yes,
cost
the price of books.
Cost of selling price.
That we discussed with you in Dallas, Rameshwar and I.
So what I was...
It is not a fact that by reducing the price you sell more.
No. Not reducing the price to the public. Reducing the cost to the temple. So the temple can make more profit.
No.
That we discussed with you in Dallas.
What I am recommending is that instead of reducing the charge to the temple and then collecting a separate tax, do not reduce the charge to the temple. Whatever reduction you were going to give that reduction to Gurukula.
Then that means that BBT is paying.
Not BBT is not paying. You're going to give them a deduction. Don't give it to them.
That means giving them unlimited money.
Well, for example, let's say...
If I distribute more books, then Gurukula gets more money.
No.
They don't need all that money.
No.
This is contribution.
Yes.
Better for
you. Yes.
Separate contribution.
Yeah.
Is that what about those temples that don't have any children there in Gurukula? Because the real... It seems the problem is not just that there are people besides devotees who are not...
No, that's the whole proposal. Why not discuss the relationship
right.
proposal?
We have the whole proposal. Everyone has a copy, I think. So we can discuss that. The main point I'm just saying now is to read through the agenda, see the Prabhupada approves that we're talking about these things. And then, because these things are so detailed, and we have some proposals in writing, we can discuss them more. Anyway, so one proposal is Gurukula finance. Another proposal is Ramananda has made some proposals about Africa, specifically manpower to be sent to Africa. Another thing is to discuss the BBT loans, moving of the press, several points about BBT, lowering of the prices.
So, what is the advantage of moving the press?
That Rameshwar should be here to say.
If BBC agrees, then
you do that. So, if we have a separate meeting and Rameshwar presents his proposals nicely and everyone agrees, then we can.
You consider.
Alright. So that's one thing to discuss. Another thing to discuss is spiritual sky.
Don't you think that there should be some representatives in the press?
Yes, they'll be there.
Existing.
Spiritual sky, I have heard that you are paying 2,000 rupees and $2,000 per month in the account and $1,000 to Karanda.
Yes, about that. $1,700 a month to the accountant. Full-time accountant. That is the average price in America for a first-class accountant. Otherwise, we have to get a Trey Rishi to come and do it.
And Karanda is taking $1,000?
Well, here's the problem. Mm-hmm. That because it is a business, people that work there have to get regular salary and pay taxes. Otherwise, we can get in a lot of trouble. We can get in a lot of trouble. Maybe Bhagavan may know.
Well, I have the same thing in France. The spiritual sky is a legal business. That means you have to legally employ people. But I employ the temple people and just take their salary.
Yes, that's all right.
You take her under salary?
No, that's a different thing. Anyway, let me finish the point. The point is that legal salary has to be paid, and then taxes have to be paid from that. So, for example, Karanda's salary is not really a good example because he doesn't give 50%. But $1,000 is the
salary.
That 800, 200, 200 goes for taxes.
Who was managing?
Formerly I was managing.
You were also taking $1,000?
I wasn't taking anything. But that
why he's taking?
Because we were working illegally.
The whole situation has deteriorated into a karmic business, and no one's making any profit.
It's
just a headache.
That is an unschooled statement, an uneducated statement.
No, it's not a fact. Where is
anyway,
the advantage?
Let me finish. That's why I don't want to discuss this in front of Prabhupada, because it's an argument. Anyway, the next point is that as far as karma salaries is concerned,
I was contemplating that our
Right. Well, generally, we have about 17, 18 grihasthas employed in Los Angeles, and they get much smaller salaries. And they use, for the most part, they're giving everything over subsistence to the temple as a donation. They take out minimum subsistence.
Is not giving any.
Well, his point is, as you know, he made that unauthorized loan from BBT when he left for $5,000. And he has to pay it back at $300 per month. So after he makes...
Unauthorized loan.
When he left last year, he took a loan for $5,000. And he is repaying it at $300 per month. So after taxes, he gets $800. $300 goes to BBT, that's $500. Now, with balance, he supports his wife and children, and his wife is giving donations for deities and so on. So he is not
but
actually...
But otherwise, I can give you very first-class land. You won't charge me.
Yeah. Who is that?
That I'm not. To give him simply his wife and him a shelter, he is Indian, I think.
Oh.
And he is qualified man. Srila
Prabhupada.
But he's not a devotee.
Karanda management is, I mean, I'm just looking at it from another view, is worth more than $2,000. So if he is getting only one,
your management is not worth $5,000.
Mine is worth nothing.
Then why are you giving $3,000? Anyone, all of my disciples, they are qualified. Their service is worth more than any thousand. So why you are mentioning Quran? All of them, they are giving $3,000. And they are all worthy to take salary. $2,000, $3,000, $5,000.
Karanda is only, what he's getting is only enough for his maintenance. We are being maintained.
Maintenance, yeah, everyone can earn money and maintain it. But here, this is something we study.
Service. Yeah. We started for
if
that reason.
Take payment, that is not service. That is business.
It is no doubt a fact that Karanda is not giving his full life as service. That is a fact.
Our organization is to give service.
And another point in this connection is that when I was in Los Angeles last time, all the people that work for Spiritual Sky, they were starting to fall away because of Karanda's karmic attitude.
There's also two reports we don't have here, and we should read those before. One is Karanda's report, and one is Gopal Krishna Prabhu's report, who have investigated this.
His report is
excuse me?
He's told us to make his report.
Well, yes, that we have not heard yet. Mm-hmm. So we should hear and read and then discuss this.
That is your duty.
All right, so that we'll discuss. The other thing we'll discuss is ISKCON food relief, and we'll also discuss the complaints about books in India.
Yeah, so those.
So these things we can discuss.
Pledge. Shall I read the pledge? I will read
it. All right, about the situation in Germany.
Situation
put the pledge in the agenda.
You want to read that pledge?
Well, you want me to read it, Paul?
Yes, yes.
I think so.
The same pledge that the Indian gentleman has written, where it says, Prabhupada, which I said in the Holy, I, Mr. So-and-so, Karmi name, initiated name and parentheses.
Yeah.
Date of birth, at present residing at of certain nationality, do hereby solemnly affirm, declare and state as under, as follows. I state I have been elected or nominated a member of governing body commission under the recommendation of my Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada, founder and acharya of this Krishna consciousness movement. Well, we come to shall I?
Yes, it's your acharya and supreme authority.
There as well?
There
yes.
as well.
Everywhere.
As well.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Acharya. Of Krishna Consciousness Movement under the banner of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. I state that I have imposed all my faith, integrity and honesty in my aforesaid Guru Maharaj with the result He is the sole responsible person and supreme authority of my present position and status, which I have gained and I am holding in the organization of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. I, the said Mr. So-and-so, both names, do hereby swear in the name of Krishna that I will bear true faith and alliance to the constitution, bylaws, rules, regulations and directions, which, and this has been added, which have been given, including four regulative principles.
And they should be stated too. The four regulative principles should be stated. No, that you know, we know everyone.
We know it, but does someone else know it?
Didn't they say it to
mention? It's a legal document also.
Yeah, it should be.
Mention?
If it's in parentheses, it would be better for legal
document.
It's a legal document.
And chanting 16 rounds very seriously.
Daily.
Daily.
Yeah, at least.
And free from the offenses.
So we have to take some
chanting free from the offenses?
Very seriously is all I can say. Yeah. I cannot say free of offense. Because
seriously,
I'm not there yet. Very seriously. Or may be given to me from time to time directly. This direction by my aforesaid Guru Maharaj or through his books or in other direction given instruction given directly by him or through his
because
books
directly
no his books no. None of
because I make this direction according to the time
or means both or through his commissioner.
Direct instruction is important. That's why Krishna in the books he has given many instructions. And then he says, Sarvadharman Paritrajya. If one says that he gave me instruction before like this, how can I give it? That is not important. The direct instruction is important.
To me from time to time directly by my aforesaid Guru Maharaj or through his commissioner or through his authorized person or persons and I shall obey faithfully all such instructions and directions which shall be binding on me and that I will uphold the sovereignty and integrity of my Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and the Managing Body Commission and or any other body appointed by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada working under the said International Society for Krishna Consciousness
and I shall faithfully discharge the duty upon which I am about to enter, or I have already appointed to that effect. Now, this is an addition. I further pledge that His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, is the only source of authority represented by His instructions and books, and I shall follow His instructions, I shall follow the instructions of the books,
only
these books, rather than I will not follow any other book.
Yeah, why?
You mean the part about the books, Srila Prabhupada? You mean the part about the books?
So you already said that this is to protect instructions.
Like if somebody chanting 16 rounds,
it's redundant.
Why didn't you say?
Well, I thought if somebody is chanting 16 rounds and following the principles and reading someone else's books, like Siddha Sarup's people, which is a friend.
Yeah, but we just already read one portion where it says that we will follow direct instructions of Prabhupada.
Yes.
So again, he's repeating it. Actually,
that it's not necessarily about this only source of function.
What if there's no direct instruction?
So I
think don't think that guy is any boss.
I further state that I'm holding monies and movable and immovable
property. No, why he's not holding money?
So this I'll take out.
Oh,
no,
he practically does not hold any money.
No.
And say, any monies or properties under my direction.
That's what it should say.
What is that?
Under his direction. Any monies or properties under his direction.
That would be a separate thing. Probably.
Maybe that should just be left out, because if we're going to have some legal document like an umbrella, then that will take care of all those things.
Well, that should be in the agenda.
DBC. Does DBC member deal with money?
No, he doesn't have personal. No. He doesn't have anything personal.
He puts his signature.
Yes. As GBC, we do not deal with money.
No.
In other words, if you're dealing with money, it's a temple present.
GBC should see that it is being done properly.
Yeah. But sometimes
why he should involve himself?
Well, for example, in New York, in New York, for example, I just recently signed with Gopajan and Balava through the papers on the farm. I signed conjointly with him on the farm because the officers had to sign. And we just recently had a thing in New York, ISKCON, Los Angeles, New York.
Sign another thing that I signed with.
But that's all right.
The one thing is that GBC is wondering. And the checks are to be signed.
Right.
Why is the GBC?
There's no account. No GBC account.
The money matter should be dealt with the president, secretary, and the treasurer. Three men out of three, two should sign. And GBC's business is to see that things are going on. Money. GBC is not supposed to deal directly.
Right.
He has to inspect. That's it.
So I can cause
that. That's like, but the thing is, in the GBC and the president is the same man, that is not good. That is not good. The president should be separate. So the president, treasurer, and secretary, they will deal directly, and GBC should inspect both accounts that it is done by the night. That's all. You can question why I have done this. That's why. Otherwise, it will be difficult to manage.
Yes. We don't want to become entangled in that money. We don't want to become entangled. Yeah.
What control is there of the money then?
Huh?
Who has control of the money?
Control means if there is vigilant examination, inspection, then there is control of money.
So let's say someone gives the temple president some money and he puts it in an account with his name and the treasurer's name, and they both conspire and take the money.
Yeah, that you can do also.
Anybody. Yes, but is it a GBC supposed to be more trusted than
that
the
everyone
president?
Can do. who has got the...
The BBT trustees did it.
Huh?
The BBT trustees also did it. They took an unsanctioned loan from the BBT.
Yes.
What about in a case like myself? I'm a sannyasi and I have a traveling Sankirtan party. So can I handle that money?
Huh?
I'm a sannyasi with a traveling preaching party. So I have no, because I'm personally sticking to the money, there's no debt on that party. Is that all right?
That will decide among the Jews. Best thing is they don't keep money.
No, I have no money in my name.
Anyway, you spend the necessary expenditure and balance money you give for those life.
Yeah, we're
doing,
you know.
I'm not
just saying,
in terms of spending. Srila Prabhupada is... Sannyasi is collecting and spending.
Right.
There you have a function of more or less of a president as well as GBC. In that case,
yeah.
Which is, in that case, it has to have a GBC.
No. Right. So we can adjourn for lunch and...
Yes, you can. Next we meet again.
So the rest of these things we can discuss in separate meeting?
Yes.
Jai
Oblash. Jai
Oblash. He's not there, he did not come.
No, they went and told him to come, and he said, I'm just now coming.